Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, hopefully we can I can provide a lot of great information for your listeners today that they get a lot of value from the show today.
Absolutely. And if you do want to reach out to Ben Socek again with Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the toll-free number. Be sure to write that down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You could also go online. It's a fantastic website at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you've been in the business for a long time, and you have helped so many seniors transition from their home to a senior living community. And you and I were talking, off air, and you were mentioning that the big catch 22 when trying to sell your house and move to a senior care community, sometimes there's a major timing issue there.
There absolutely is, Steve. I've been getting more calls than usual, the way it seems, in the last 6 months that kind of have this theme running through it, where a person wants to downsize, they want to move into a senior apartment or some type of senior living community, but they have stuff that they want to get rid of, and they don't have room for everything where they're going, of course. And so when they talk to an estate sale company or auctioneer to take care of the stuff that they don't want, of course, some of those companies want to make sure that the person is moved and out of the house so that they can get into the house, organize the things to have an in-house auction, and don't have to be worried about someone living there. And, of course, that presents problems if a person needs to sell the house in order to get funds to make that transition, then they're really stuck between what do you do? And so I've run into that several times recently and thought that would be a good subject to discuss today.
Okay, and I can definitely see how the timing of that would be an issue. I've worked with so many people who, say, for example, they're moving from their home to a continuing care retirement community, so they're going to downsize and begin in the independent living part of that community. And more often than not, you have a fairly large, a six-figure entrance fee, and a lot of folks are wanting to or maybe needing to use the equity from the sale of their house to then pay that entrance fee. So and that is a catch 22. So I'm ready to move, but my house isn't sold yet. So how do you work with that and work with clients to solve that issue, that catch 22?
Sure. And also it doesn't just apply. I'll step back a little bit. Doesn't necessarily apply just to individuals that are moving to a community with a big moving fee, but, we work with people that maybe the home is the only asset that they have. And so they're not looking for a big entrance fee community, but they still have a need to raise funds in order to make that transition. But to answer your question, what we've done numerous times over the past years is we can step in, we can buy the house, we can get the seller just about all of their funds because we want to hold a little bit of those funds in escrow for our protection to make sure that the house, that we get the house that we think we're getting,
yeah,
and so that there's no damage being done. But the seller gets the funds right away, usually within that week or two of us having a contract, because we can close very quickly. And then they have the funds to make that transition. And in a case where they're looking to work with an estate sale company or auction company, they can make that transition. The estate or auction company can come in, organize their things, monetize those things as best they can, and then we can take possession of the house after all of that is done. And if there's any items or stuff that's left over that doesn't sell or that nobody wants, then we can take care of that for them. So there's no additional fees for cleaning or for a dumpster, anything like that, that they would normally encounter.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit. And like you said, you know, you may not be moving to independent living. You may be moving to long-term care, assisted living. You may need memory care. And having access to that cash on hand from the sale of your house, that can make the difference between being able to move to a senior care community or not.
That's absolutely right. So, again, to some people, there's value in that. To some people, there's not. But a lot of people that we work with obviously do find value in that benefit to make everything work well together when they're faced with those issues. So there's a lot of what do I do now type of questions. And with us being able to buy the house, work with the estate sale companies or the auction companies, and then take care of all the stuff that's not wanted or needed afterwards, that just takes care of a lot of the issues.
All right. And that would also, I think, calm some fears or concerns of what am I going to do with all of this stuff? And with that, let's talk about your new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And Ben, I've looked through the book. It is a fantastic resource. And for our listeners, you know, most people, the most daunting part of moving, again, from your home to a senior care community is, what do we do with all of this stuff? I mean, I'm working with a gentleman right now. He has an 8-foot-tall papier-mâché elephant in his house in Texas, and he wants to move it to an assisted living community here in Kansas City. So what, can you do it? Can you not? I mean, he's very attached to this elephant, so and I can't wait to see it. I'm pretty sure he's bringing it, but you know, and he has a whole house of other stuff that it could be overwhelming with the thought of just trying to go through decades worth of your stuff and trying to figure out what do I keep, what's going to fit, what's going to not fit, what do I throw away, what do I donate. So I would encourage our listeners to reach out to Ben Socheck, ask for a copy of his brand new book. It is fantastic. It is so helpful, and it could make the difference of you just sitting in really kind of paralyzed, just with fear, just being overwhelmed. And so Ben, with that, let's jump in, and we'll have to we'll get a good start on this, and then we'll continue it after the break. But you're calling it the Home Downsizing Solutions 6-Month Plan. So what is that all about?
Sure, Steve. One of the things that we've summarized in the book is to, if people have the time, of course, it can be compressed if it needs to be, but what we found is 6 months is a good time frame for people that want to transition to a smaller home, apartment, or senior living community. And so we tried to break that down into a 6-month plan to the first thing, of course, is just to begin, to do something. And we'd like to address, you know, the stuff in the house, of course, is usually the big hurdle or the biggest hurdle, getting the house ready to sell. finding a new home or apartment that you want to go to, addressing the moving or logistic items, and then, of course, dealing with the real estate itself. And so we try and break that down into a more easy to manage, easy to understand and implement 6-month plan.
Okay, and so let's pick this up after the break for sure. We'll go through step 1 through 6, but I'll tell you what, if you have the time, and now sometimes you have to move and there's a crisis or there's an issue that would cause you or really force you to move fairly quickly. But if you're planning, you can see this coming. What am I going to do with my stuff, with my house? This is a phenomenal roadmap to simplifying your life big time. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, how much is the book? What does it cost?
The book retails for $17.99 on Amazon.com. But for select listeners, just contact us at homedownsizingsolutions.com or homedownsizing.com. Or you can call us toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right, excellent. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, with your firm, your company, Home Downsizing Solutions, you do not have to empty your house. As you had mentioned before, you can take what you want, sell what you want, and if there's still stuff in the house, that's part of your service, and you can handle that for them.
That's absolutely correct, Steve. We try to do everything that we can to make it easy for a person that wants to sell a house and downsize into a smaller home, apartment, or senior living as easy as possible. And so whether that means bringing in an estate sale or auction company to try and monetize the things that a homeowner wants to monetize, we can help with that. Once we buy the house, the person doesn't have to worry about moving any of the stuff that they don't care about anymore or that doesn't sell. We buy the house completely as is in any condition and with or without all the stuff. So a person does not have to worry about that.
All right. Excellent. And again, one of the huge concerns about moving, and frankly, I've seen so many people, they'll just sit there and do nothing because they're so overwhelmed with moving. And what do I do with all of my stuff? And what can I take? What can I sell? What do I donate? What do I throw away? All those sort of things. So as part of your book, which is excellent, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life, on page 180, it's the 6-month plan, the home downsizing 6-month plan. And I love how you've broken this down into 6 steps. So the first one, begin slow and easy. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The first thing, I think, as you mentioned just now, is the biggest hurdle for someone that wants to make the transition is just to take the first step. Obviously, if you live in a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, you accumulate things, or at least most of us do anyway, and it can seem completely overwhelming to make the transition because a person just does not know where to start. And so that's really the first major step, is just to start doing something. Choose a room that you don't use anymore. Choose a room that maybe doesn't have much in, but start somewhere. And so that's really what the first step that we discuss is just to start somewhere and make that first move.
Yeah, just start slow and easy. And like you said, make the decision. Maybe that's the toughest spot, the toughest part of this. And then like you said, just start slow and easy. The second one is your stuff will all find the right home, which may be hard to believe in the beginning, but that's 100% true.
Correct. One of the recommended methods of dealing with things in the house is to make three or four different categories or maybe piles of items. A category of things that you know you don't want to take with you for sure. Two, a category of things you know that you're going to want to move with you. And three, possibly an unknown or I'm not sure, although a lot of organizing services will tend to say don't do that, but that's one of the options, as well as a category of things that you want to have to give away to others. So whether that's family items, heirlooms, things that you want to keep in your family to hand those down, assuming the rest of the family wants those items. But maybe there are memories or documents that pertain to previous generations. So those are kind of the different categories. And so if you can start in one room and sort the items into different categories, that's kind of the next step.
I'll tell you what, I love the idea of I'm not sure. I like the I'm not sure category. That reduces the pressure. You don't have the pressure of, well, I have to make a decision now. I'm not sure about it, so I'm going to put it in my unsure category, and I'll just come back to that. I think it's a great idea. And I've always told my kids, my wife is big into scrapbooking. She does that with her mom and her aunt. And these ladies sit around for like 2 days over a weekend, and they'll talk, you know, all day, clear up to midnight, and they'll scrapbook, you know, photos, and they make all sorts of little things around it and the background paper and everything. And they're really neat, and they're all family photos of memories. And I said, you kids are going to be fighting over those books. You know, when we're gone, you're going to want that. So that's one of those items where it may not seem like a big deal, but it's a huge deal because it's a very personal item. It's sentimental, and it holds, it's really everything. It's a whole family history.
Correct. And what I've done with our family, not to kind of get stuck on this, but I think it is an important thing where what has happened generations ago to me anyway, wasn't very important to me until recently when I had the opportunity to go to the Czech Republic to research where my ancestors came from. And it now is much more important to me where my family came from and the struggles that they had to go through to give me and my family the life that we have. And so what I've done is to digitize or try to digitize a lot of the documents. So we don't have just a book, but we have a Google Drive in our case where I can share it with my siblings where everything is going to be there. I interviewed my mom before she passed away and asked her a lot of questions that I thought others would want to know. And so I think any time that you can do that is going to be important because by digitizing it, it's going to keep their memories, that information, and the documentation around, not just for a few years, but for the next one or two, three generations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's digitized, it's in cyberspace somewhere forever. So
that's right.
That's a great idea. All right, now I'm going to have to start digitizing all my stuff, Ben. So I know we're getting the attention of a lot of folks on this with this conversation, and clearly we're not going to have time to get through the rest of the items. Maybe we can talk about them next time. But you know, it's just reassuring you that your house will be ready to sell, and you'll find the best new home for yourself. And it goes on and on. There's 6 points here, but. Again, reach out to Ben Socek, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And you can reach out to Ben at 855-291-5005 or you could visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben's going to hook you up with this book, and just for being a listener of Senior Care Live. Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. If we can help any of the listeners out, that's what we're here to do.
All right. And then once you get your book, you can read through the rest of them. And maybe Ben and I, the next time we're together on air, we can finish out the rest of the six-month plan.
I think that sounds like a great plan to go through those better.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate your time. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much. And hope all the listeners have a great day as well.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I know that we've been talking quite a bit about Medicare on the program recently, but it's for very good reasons. So just as a reminder, the Medicare, a lot of people refer to it as open enrollment, but that's something different. The annual election period, AEP, has already started. So October the 15th, and this is every single year, October the 15th through December the 7th. And that is your opportunity to meet with your Medicare representative, Medicare broker, whoever you work with, and review all of your Medicare coverage, your plans, and then that's the opportunity to consider making any changes. And this year, with all of the turmoil and all of the changes, this year, more than any year that I've personally seen, this is the year that you do not want to skip your Medicare review. So here's an example. Earlier this week, I worked with a very nice lady, and her mother has Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage. And as you may recall, when we were speaking with my friend Mark Squires, he informed everyone that Blue Cross Blue Shield is getting out of the Advantage business. Okay, so she will be calling Mark Squires to make the changes from that discontinued as of the end of the year. It's discontinued. It will no longer be offered. She'll be making a change from that to a traditional Medicare supplement. Now, here's the catch. To switch from an Advantage plan to a Medicare supplement, let's say a Plan G or a Plan N or whatever you might be interested in, traditionally, you would have to qualify for that supplement with medical underwriting. So you would have to have reasonably good health to do so. However, this is a fantastic opportunity because there's a kind of a technicality. Because that plan will no longer be offered, she will be able to enroll her mother in a Medicare supplement. I think she's going to sign up for a Plan G, I believe, with no medical underwriting, and her mother has some health issues that would traditionally disqualify her from doing so. But this is an exception to the normal rules, again, and a fantastic opportunity to make that change. So, if this is catching your attention, and you're like, wait a minute, I think we need to look into that, I would reach out to our friend again, Mark Squires. He's the Medicare whisperer, and he'll take good care of you anywhere in the country. Just give him a call. All right. And then, again, I'm going to be preaching about this and harping on this for a while. Do not wait until the last minute to search for a senior care community. I'm seeing waiting lists all over the place. They're very common. And here's the bottom line, if you put that off too long, you drag your feet. I'm just not up for it. Or whatever it is, if you put it off too long, you may not be able to get into your preferred senior care community because of a wait list. So if you wait till the last second, you're like, okay, well, now we're going to go look and we need to get mom or dad moved here in a couple of weeks. All right, you're probably not going to be able to get into the best places, because the best places currently have waiting lists, and I haven't seen this, I think, ever. So typically the demand is the lowest during the summer months, and I've talked about this several times, and then it tends to increase toward the end of the year, and then it pops up and it peaks out. Peak demand, January, February, and well into March, and then it starts to drop down to the summer months, and that's the lowest demand. So that's the cycle. However, due to an increasing demand, just overall, just the numbers are just increasing. More and more people are needing or choosing to move to a senior care community. That demand drop down maybe just a tiny bit, but it's still really, really high. And that is causing waiting lists in the middle of the summer. And usually we have availability during the middle of the summer, but not this last summer and not right now. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. If you need help going through all of that search and selection process, if you want to be proactive, like right now, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we're working with several clients and families right now, and they're doing their planning. They're going through that search and selection process. They're getting their name on a wait list, and they're not planning on moving until after the first of the year, maybe several of them actually into the spring. But they're on top of it. They're out ahead of it. They're being proactive. And some of the places that we're looking at, the waiting list, their name won't even rise up to number one until the springtime. So it's perfect timing. So if you think, oh, we're 6, 9, maybe even 12 months out, is it too early? No, it's not too early. Get out ahead of that. If you need help with that, you can call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, or you could visit the website seniorcareconsulting.com and reach out that way. But you know, bottom line, again, just don't wait, and you will thank me later for that. Okay, so how about that? All right, so I want to spend a little bit of time today. You know, last week I talked about the top four reasons that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And now I want to shift gears and say, okay, so what happens if you've made that decision? Okay, we made the decision to move, and now we need to go out and we need to check out some places, make some decisions, choose a place, again, get on the wait list, et cetera. Well, you don't just run out the door and go look at the place down the street and look at this place that Sally mentioned at church last weekend, and et cetera, et cetera. Don't do that scattered kind of a shotgun approach. You're wasting your time. Okay, that is one of the many reasons that the average person will spend 50 to 100 hours driving around, running around, checking out all these places, because they're wasting their time, because a lot of the places don't even fit their needs. But they're doing the best that they can, that they know how, and they're just going out checking out places. So don't do that. Let's have more of a focused approach And I'm going to help you with that right now, what to determine before ever beginning your search. Number one, what level of care do you require? Now, I look at level of care as related to their licensure. So all of these care communities must operate within the guidelines of licensure. The licensure says what you can and cannot and must do. So the level of care that you could choose would be long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. That's that highest level of care. It's the medical model, long-term care. They could choose the assisted living level of care, where it's more of a social model, helping you with those activities of daily living. You could choose a residential care facility. RCF is what it's typically referred to as an abbreviation. I consider that just kind of a general description, kind of assisted living light, just a little bit on the lighter side, but still at that very similar to assisted living, just a little less staffing. And that's just kind of a general quick hit on that. You could consider Home Plus. Home Plus, at least in the state of Kansas, we have a carve out. Home Plus is an assisted living level of care, but it's offered. It's offered literally in a house, and you'll have typically a ranch style house that can accommodate 6 to up to 12 residents, and that at the assisted living type of a level. Then you could also choose something that's not very common these days, an intermediate care facility, which is very similar to a long-term care community without the Medicare certified therapy offering, if you will. Okay, so what to determine before your search? And I'll tell you what, right now, there are a lot of people saying, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Long-term care, assisted living, residential care, Home Plus, intermediate care facility. I just need to go out and find a place for my mom, my dad, my spouse, and I'm just going to go out and check out some places. Well, no. What if you need long-term care, but you're wasting your time in an assisted living community? Or vice versa. You're spending hours looking at assisted living communities, but what you really need is long-term care. All right, so the first thing you must determine before ever even thinking about doing your search is, what level of care do you require? And coming up, I'll continue on what to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the really, really important issue of what to determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. This will save you, I'll say, it'll cut your time at least in half. So if the average person spends 50 to 100 hours running around, checking out all these places, talking to all these people, getting confused because they're hearing different things from different people. But isn't that the same? Oh, no, it's not the same. Right. So it really turns out to be a mess. So this could save you at least 25 to 50 hours. I would say maybe even more. So determine your level of care. And then next, you need to determine your type of care. So what I mean by that is, do you need general care? I don't have any real fancy term for that. It's just general everyday care and support. All right. Do you require memory care? And remember, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And there are some very specific things offered in memory care that definitely would set that apart from general care. You have codes on the doors. You have more staffing. You have just less of everything, less stimulation, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on and on. As I've discussed many times on the program, do you need skilled nursing and rehab? That's something pretty specific. So where you would need skilled nursing and rehab would be, let's say, a real typical example. You have a fall, you fracture a hip, you go to the hospital, you have that hip repaired or maybe even replaced. You're in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, and then you move on to a long-term care community that offers skilled nursing and rehab. And then Medicare would pay for that skilled nursing and rehab up to 100 days maximum. I don't know too many people that get even close to that. Usually 3 or 4 weeks, 5, 6 weeks, you're good to go. But it could last up to 100 days max. So that's something very specific. And by the way, you can't get skilled nursing and rehab at the assisted living level of care. It's not allowed. The only place you can get skilled nursing and rehab is at a long-term care community. Right? So you see, this starts to get very specific, and it starts to get maybe a little bit overwhelming and confusing. That's why senior care consulting works with so many people, so many families, because, you know, we eat, drink and breathe this stuff and live it every single day. So this is very easy for someone like me. If you're brand new to all of this, it's going to be at least overwhelming, at least. Okay. What type of care? Do you need mental health care? All right. That's in a completely different category. What if you need hospice care? What if you need respite care? So what to determine before ever beginning your search? You need to determine the level of care and the type of care required. And then the next one, the big 800-pound gorilla in the room, so to speak, the payment method. How are you going to pay for this stuff? It is all very expensive. All of it is very expensive. So if you hear the term private pay, that means that you are paying privately out of pocket with your own resources. So private pay meetings, it means you're going to write a check every month. And you're going to be shelling out a lot of cash. Let me say that. Are you going to pay with it through your Medicare coverage, your Medicare insurance coverage? And Medicare is fantastic, but it's very limited to what it will pay for and how long it will pay for it. Are you going to need or qualify for Medicaid? I've talked about all these things many times on the program. Medicaid, I like to call Medicaid or refer to it as, it's that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets but need long-term care, then the Medicaid program is there as that safety net to catch you. And they say that Medicaid will pay for the majority of the cost of long-term care. And then what about long-term care insurance? I've met a lot of folks who have long-term care insurance, and they're so happy they invested in that insurance policy because now when it starts paying out, man, that thing is worth its weight in gold, maybe even in platinum. All right. What about the VA aid and attendance program or benefit? Do you qualify for the VA aid and attendance program? We're going to be talking a lot more about that very specifically coming up fairly soon. So, what to determine before you ever begin your search? You need to know the level of care and the type of care, and then the payment method. How are you going to pay for this? Next, location parameters. So how far, I like to ask this question, how far are you willing to drive to get the best care? Now, some people are like, okay, it can only be in Olathe, Kansas. And that's, or they'll say, you know, some city or some very small geographic area. Okay, if we need to go a little bit further than that, how far out can we look? And so, and you don't want that to be, well, anywhere in the Midwest. Okay, well, that's way too much. That's way too open, right? So ideally, what location would you like to choose? And then how far out from that preferred location, are you willing to drive or travel to receive the best care? Last but not least, any personal preferences and needs. So this is something very specific that might be a little bit out of the norm. So, for example, one of my clients said, and we talked about this, and he said, Steve, never serve my mother foul. And I'm like, what? What? Come again? What was that? never serve my mother fowl. He said, no chicken sandwiches at my house growing up. Definitely no turkey at Thanksgiving, ever. He said, if it has a beak on it, she's not eating eggs, forget it. She won't complain, but she won't eat. She'll just go without. Okay, well, no one would guess that. And his mother had Alzheimer's, so he spoke for her, and he informed the staff about this so that they wouldn't even offer her that. They would just offer her other things that she would enjoy eating and that she would eat. Okay, so what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? You need to know what level of care you'll need, what type of care you'll need, payment method, how are you going to pay for it, location parameters, and personal preferences and needs. If all of this sounds a little bit overwhelming, that's because it is. I mean, there's so many layers and levels of this thing. Okay, so if you are interested in the services of Senior Care Consulting, I would invite you to reach out, give us a call. We offer a free consultation at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You could call anywhere and just call that number and we will visit with you. You could also visit online. We have a really good website at seniorcareconsulting.com. We will save you. I mean, you can get through this whole process literally in just a few hours and not worry about the 50 to 100 hours. But if you do it on your own, I just saved you at least 25 to 50 hours. How about that? All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.